subduing the earth. Now, what does it mean?
Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Apologetics Ministry of Answers in Genesis.
In Genesis 1:18, God talks about man subduing the earth and having dominion over it. But exactly what does this mean? Many people feel that subduing the earth means to conquer it. But the Hebrew word used means to study and understand the earth. You see, God was instructing Adam to study all of life and understand how he made it work. Adam had the task to learn about every aspect of God's creation, not just to lay back and take life easy. And you know, with the knowledge that Adam was to have learned, he was then to have taken dominion over the earth. And this meant that he was to be a good steward of all the resources of the earth and not abuse them. Well, like Adam, we're also to subdue the earth. But this doesn't mean we're to let the earth have dominion over us. Let's be reminded that we're to use the earth's resources for man's good and God's glory.
We have a PhD astronomer on our staff who loves to study and understand the universe. Many of his findings are contained in a new pocket guide on astronomy, and would love to send you this 96-page resource for your donation of any size. You can receive it by either calling toll-free 1-888-89-ANSWERS or going online to answersoffer.org. As we close out the week, please call 1-888-89-ANSWERS.